This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
And now, for the Doug Smith Kia to the Game.
Okay, the key to BYU winning this game.
No, not key to the game. Kia to the game.
What?
Doug Smith Kia. Like the all-new electric EV6 or the 7-passenger Sorento. Doug Smith's got all kinds of Kias to the game.
What makes it a Kia to the game?
Well, Tom, my echoey voice.
That's just...
Thank you for listening. Once again, this has been Doug Smith's Kia to the game.
From business matters to family matters, from legal advice to litigation, Fillmore Spencer is your full-service law firm headquartered just a mile north of LaBelle Edwards Stadium on University Avenue, with branch offices in Salt Lake and St. George. Top-rated lawyers consistently voted Utah Valley's favorite law firm. With its broad legal expertise, Fillmore Spencer can play offense or defense and even provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business.
This is Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Cougar Postgame Live is brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Cougar Postgame Live is also brought to you by Delta, official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Here's your host, Jason Shepherd.
BYU gets the win over UCF 87-73. They will advance to the quarterfinals tomorrow. The Cougars already addressing the media in Kansas City. Let's listen in from T-Mobile Center.
Important for us to know who's asking a question and what your affiliation is. Quotes and other media materials can be located in the media drop box on Big12Sports.com.
All right, Jason, we do believe that the BYU press conference with Coach Pope and players is about to begin. They took care of some housekeeping stuff there, as you heard. We'll see if they go right to it. Yes, we do know that. So maybe we'll kick it back to you thinking that was housekeeping, and then we'll let you know when Coach Pope is ready to roll.
All right, sounds good. Welcome into Cougar Postgame Live, presented by Big O Tires. I want to remind you, hey, when the Cougars win, you win with Papa John's Pizza. Use the online promo code BYU50, that's BYU50 on the app or at papajohns.com tomorrow, and receive 50% off pizza. The offer is good at any Utah location tomorrow only. All right, there's one thing that I want to go back to. There was a point in that second half where UCF pulled within three. It was 59-56 BYU. From that point on, BYU kind of controlled the game. BYU would end the game from that point on with a little over 13 minutes to go with UCF within three. BYU would end that second half 28-17. All right, I believe that the Cougars are at the podium. Let's try and listen in this time.
Okay. Well, like you guys see, today was actually a super fun game, you know. It was actually a fun team game, you know. Like, I bet everybody can see it, how we actually play for each other, you know. We don't have any selfish guy, you know. I think so that's the beautiful thing about this team. Ruchi?
So, just so you know, guys, and Jason, audience, Foose and Richie Saunders are with Mark Pope at the podium.
I got to add. Foose did great.
I appreciate it.
Take any questions, guys.
Please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you, and please give us your name and affiliation.
Richie, what was working for you guys in the second half to pull away after they cut it down to 3 points?
I guess you all know him.
Yeah. Charper, KSL Sports.
Yeah, it's every second half the focus is like we're going to win this thing on the defensive end. And it was no different from with this game. It was getting stops in transition and protecting the ball, being strong with the ball. Just like Foose did an incredible job. He had some early little things, but he came back and was just a man with that ball and just really was so strong, just like Foose is. And that's what it came down to, and an awesome win.
One over here on the left.
Richie, every time they kind of made a run at you, Darius Johnson playing incredible. You guys seem to have an answer. How, where did you find that kind of response from?
Just really, like, well, protecting the ball is the first thing that comes to my mind, just like I just said. Because we protected the ball, we were able to do what we do offensively and either push it in transition and or get into our half-court sets, which because people like Foose were protecting the ball, we were able to get the open shots that we thrive on.
Okay, well, let's go to the front row over here on the right.
Neil Meyer with the Front Office News. Coach, you guys jump out to that 14-0 run. What was really working for you guys early? And Richie and Foose, just talk about what it was able to see those shots start falling in the opening minutes.
Yeah, it was, you know, we had some good fortune and some good ball movement. The guys actually came out on the floor really on attack from the very beginning of the game, playing on our toes, which is something we talk about every day. And, you know, this Ali Khalif is really complicated to guard you know, he made a couple shots early, and Dallin made a couple shots early, and kind of got us going in a good direction. But most exciting for us was our defensive focus to start the game, I thought was excellent.
Which player would you like first?
I don't really have much to add to that. You know, it's...
That's the first time Richie hasn't had something to add to what I say. I'm proud of you. Kidding.
No, just people make shots. That's always good to see the ball go through the net first. But, you know, we have a five-minute run, we got 35 minutes of other basketball we had to play. So.
Yeah, you wanted to see everything, you know, so I don't have nothing.
Okay, we got two on the – oh, we got one here on the right, on the second row.
Darnell Dixon, Daily Herald. Mark, the run in the second half after they had come back to get close – and you guys, I think, went on 12 run. Spencer draws a charge. What are some of the elements of that defense that work when you get that kind of a stretch?
Yeah, I thought it was, you know, for us all night long, it was a defensive, like, it was a, like, we had to find a way to guard against a team that really is talented at putting their head down and getting the rim. And then this Darius Johnson was a massive problem tonight, making shots. Like, he made really, really difficult shots that were really incredible. And it all started from transition. I mean, you think about how they opened their game yesterday. The first three or four possessions, when you watch them on film, it's just like they're just racing down the floor in transition. So I felt like our guys really shored up the transition defensive part of it, really gapped up a little bit better, and then finished it with rebounds. And a lot of the rebounds were being finished with our undersized guys, which was really important.
Let's go with the front row here on the left.
Coach Matthew Poston's Heartland College Sports. You played three really tough games with this UCF team. They have to wait till Sunday to find out if they're going anywhere. What makes them worthy of, say, an NIT berth?
Yeah, there's no doubt this team should be playing somewhere. They're incredible. You think about the wins they have this year. It took them a minute to find themselves in the non-conference for sure. But this team is incredibly well-coached team. Obviously, Johnny Dawkins is one of the best there is in the country, with unbelievable toughness and resilience. The physicality, they can beat you on the glass, they can beat you in transition, they can definitely beat you by turning you over and guarding you. You think about the teams in this league that they've beat this year, they won 4 out of 6, you know, coming into this game. This is a good team. I'm just so grateful that we don't have to play them again. You know, I have nightmares about this team, actually, because they scored 15 points in the last minute of our last game. But I didn't share this with the guys before, but this is really important. So when I was in this building 7 months ago, I talked about how we were excited to be picked 13 because it's Taylor Swift's favorite number. This morning, I found out, courtesy of the greatest statistician SID ever, that our first game against UCF was on January 13th. Our second game was on February 13th. And so we knew that with our third game on March 13th, like the deck was stacked against these guys, man. It's not even fair. Not even fair. Plus, we're in Kansas City. I mean, what?
It's beautiful.
Yes, don't you? If I had told you guys that before the game, would you be like, man, our dude's lost his mind? Or would you be like...
A little bit.
Yeah, okay.
Let's go to the front row.
This UCF team is great, man. I'm excited to see what they do the rest of the way.
I'm not sure how I follow that up, Mark, but Mitch Harper, KSL Sports. Mark, how would you assess the impact of Dallin despite dealing with foul trouble in the first half?
Yeah, I thought Dallin was incredible. I mean, he just, you know, he does what Dallin Hall does. Like, he just stepped up and made a couple of huge shots. His ball protection under incredible duress was fantastic. I thought he was really special that way. And then, you know, sitting most of the first half for him to come out. He came out right away and just banged another shot to start the second half. Didn't miss a beat. I thought he was incredible. And I thought he, you know, him and Richie and Foose really set the tone. The challenge for us in a game like this with a team that's so athletic and so physical and so aggressive and made such big shots and is, you know, as things are starting to get hairy and complicated, do we stay aggressive? And Dallin helped us stay aggressive. Richie Saunders was a star helping us stay aggressive tonight. And Foose definitely helped us stay aggressive security-wise and dominating space. So I thought Dallin was certainly the leader of that push, which is probably the deciding factor in the game.
Okay, we've got time for two more questions here. Let's go here on the front row on the left.
Two-parter for both players, if I could. Foose, I just wanted to ask you, what does Richie Saunders bring to this team? And then if I could follow up after with Richie, I got to ask Richie about the headband and where it comes from, how he gets those superpowers. But first, Foose, what does Richie bring to this team?
Oh, man. Like, can you hear me? Yes? I feel like I just never seen anybody like Richie, you know, like, I'm just trying to learn from him how he just got no chill, you know, he's always like, it's like something is going on all the time, you know. Yeah, that's why sometimes I just wish like I would play like him, you know, how he's always flying around everywhere, you know. Like, I should never play anybody who plays as hard as Rucci, you know. Like, it's just amazing to have him in our team, you know. He just help everybody, you know, to just try to be like him. Yeah.
That was good. Do you think you could top that?
Yeah. I mentioned earlier just some of the big things that Foose does. And, you know, like, that's my little brother right here.
Here we go.
Come on, man. but yeah, I look up to him like none other. I don't show him that enough. But Foose just is, he's a monster. When you need 2 points, you go to him. And when he's flying up and contesting every shot, like, it's, I don't want anybody, any other shot blocker behind me. And, yeah, no, he's... It's a big-time play. I love playing with him. Oh, my headband. No, you know, strictly utility. My hair gets my eyes. And yeah, you know. No, my wife and I guess it was a together decision. We decided to grow out my hair. And now I need something to keep it so I don't drown in my sweat. No, it does. It does. I should have added that, but yes.
Can we talk about what we talked about after practice? Or do you want to leave that alone?
Let's leave that alone.
Okay.
All right, our last question is here on the second row.
Mark, quick turnaround. Maybe you haven't thought about it, but what are you going to do the rest of the day? What will that entail? And I had a second question, but it skipped my mind after that.
Yeah, so I'll be long-winded so you can think of the second one. We'll go back right now. The guys, really important hydration, so they're working on that right now. We'll go back, do a little bit of post-game treatment, let the guys get a little bit of rest, and then we'll clearly get some food right now, except for Ollie, and then we'll meet at 4:30 and start hitting it hard in terms of game prep. Pretty much the exact same schedule we had yesterday. Yeah, I think he's incredible. He sure didn't miss a beat to start the game. And he threw one pass today, guys. That little pocket pass around the wrong side. Like, I just shook my head. I'm just like, what is happening out here? Like, it is I thought he was terrific tonight. I thought he was absolutely terrific. So he was great. And, you know, he's a believer. We're all believers. So let's go.
All right, Coach. Congratulations.
Thanks,
That was BYU after their victory over UCF today. Cougars getting the win, 87-73. They will advance to take on Texas Tech tomorrow. Same time for the game time, 10:30 a.m. Mountain Time. That means that we'll have Cougar pregame live at 9:30 a.m. Mountain Time. It'll be the Cougars and the Red Raiders. You just heard from head coach Mark Pope, as well as Fusine Traore and Richie Saunders. We will take a quick break. We'll come back. If there's an opportunity to head back down to the podium, we will. Otherwise, we'll get you some scores going on elsewhere in all of the different conference tournaments. BYU getting the win and moving on in Kansas City. 87-73, Cougars with the dub on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Jason Shepard with more Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Cougars victorious against the UCF Knights, 87-73. Your five-seed Cougars advancing on to the quarterfinals tomorrow. They will take on four-seed Texas Tech. Again, another early start. We'll have pregame coverage at 9:30 a.m. Mountain Time, and then the tip-off from T-Mobile Center in downtown Kansas City coming your way once again at 10:30 a.m. Mountain Time. All right, other local teams, nobody else will play until tonight. In fact, Utah State won't even play until tomorrow. They will play tomorrow in the Mountain West tournament at 1 p.m. Mountain Time. They are awaiting the winner of Wyoming and Fresno State. That game is actually underway, and it's a tight one right now. Second half, Wyoming with a one-point lead over Fresno State at 44-43. So the winner of this game gets Utah State tomorrow in the Mountain West Conference tournament. In the first round of the Pac-12 tournament in Vegas, Utah will face Arizona State tonight at 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. And in the WAC tournament first round action, Utah Valley will face Cal Baptist at 7 o'clock Mountain Time. All right, no other Big 12 games have started yet. Oklahoma and TCU will be starting in about 5 to 10 minutes. And then later on tonight, the evening session of the Big 12 tournament will have Texas facing K-State and then Kansas taking on the Bearcats of Cincinnati. Other action going on right now in other tournaments. In the A-10 championship second round, VCU leading Fordham 37-35. I already mentioned Wyoming with a one-point lead over Fresno State in the Mountain West. ACC action, Wake Forest has a 13-point lead over Notre Dame at 28-15 with under 10 minutes to go in the first half. Pac-12 tournament first round between Washington and USC has the Huskies leading the Trojans 14-8 with about 4 minutes into this game, so obviously very early. Earlier today, it was, if I can scroll all the way down to where the finals are, Florida State knocked off Virginia Tech 86-76 in the second-round matchup of the ACC tournament. In the American, Wichita State defeats Rice 88-71. And in the A-10, St. Joseph's over George Mason 64-57. All right, after the break, we'll get you back to T-Mobile Center for more Cougar Postgame Live with Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant. It was a good day for the Cougars. BYU defeats UCF 87-73. They'll take on Texas Tech tomorrow. We'll have you back out to the Midwest after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, we will soon be joined by a BYU assistant coach and maybe even head coach Mark Pope if the timing allows. In the conference tournaments, players and coaches are governed by certain media guidelines that say they have to be available to the entire media population for a 30-minute period. If we get Coach Pope free, that 30-minute period ends. We're still on the air. We'll have him courtside. Either way, we will get a BYU assistant coming up in just a matter of moments. Let's get to our Waystar star of the game. It is brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at waystar.com. Mark, who do you like for the Waystar star of the game?
There's a lot to pick from, but Hussein Traore was terrific. Double-double, made so many big plays late. And particularly, I mean, this was a team that he struggled against. And for him to play so well with the likes of Diallo and Silla, I mean, that was a really impressive performance from Fusini Traore.
And so Fus is the Waystar star of the game as BYU defeats UCF by a final score of 87-73. By the way, in the Mark Pope era, there was only one team that BYU had beaten three times in a single season. It was LMU. And that was back in 21-22. And so, step up in class, I think. But either way, tough to beat a team. It's the cliche, right? Three times in a year. But they did it today by beating UCF. And really, I mean, beating this team three times took a heck of an effort, because in a lot of ways, they're a tough match for BYU.
I remember in the Marriott Center, I go in at halftime and get a drink and stuff, and that's the same portal as the visitors come out of, and I was stuck in the middle of all of the UCF players, and I'm 6'7", and rarely have ever felt small, even on, you know, in some of these basketball settings, but I felt so tiny in amidst of those guys, and Boose, like we talked about, he had three blocks as well. I mean, and one of the big plays of the game was blocking that dunk to get within two. But those guys are NBA-sized, and BYU was able to handle that, rebounded pretty well. Foose was terrific. Ollie was terrific. I mean, that's a really impressive victory.
All right, this has been Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live. We will come back with the Cougar Post Game Coaches Show. Again, a BYU assistant will join us, and if we're lucky, Coach Pope, if the timing works out here courtside from T-Mobile Center. The second game of the day is already underway. It is TCU and Oklahoma, just having tipped off after BYU advances to Texas Tech tomorrow. Cougar 77, UCF 73 is our final on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
It's time to hear from BYU head coach Mark Pope. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. The BYU Creamery, the classic taste of BYU ice cream, now also in a convenient pint. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Economics Partners, a national leader in business valuation services. Learn more at econpartners.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, Greg Wrubell with you. Mark Durant also courtside here at the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. We are fortunate. Coach Mark Pope has freed himself to join us here courtside. A little more time than we thought we'd get with Coach. Coach, congratulations to you and the boys on the persevering, BYU's resilience on display again. UCF is so tough to put to bed, and, man, it's a grind against that team. What a hard-earned win tonight. Oh, you know what? Give me just 2 seconds. Coach Pope just needs to have one thing plugged in. No, we're going to be okay here. I'm just going to plug one thing in, and Coach Pope will be off and running, and there we go.
You silenced me.
Not intentionally.
Finally, Greg Wrubell, the first one to silence me.
No.
What a fun game. I mean, what a fun way to start this tournament against a team that plays so hard and is so long and so athletic and so physical. And then, you know, just happens to be walking around with this Darius Johnson, who was ridiculous, making incredibly difficult shots. It was a great way to start the Big 12 tournament.
I tell you, it's Dave Rose would always say, toughest game in a tournament is the first one. It kind of seems intuitive, but really it's that first one that is just such a challenge in so many ways, because you're sometimes playing a team that's already played a game, and they had, and you're seeing the gym for the first time.
Yeah, for sure. Coach is always right. He is as good as there ever was. Right now I feel like the toughest one is going to happen in 24 hours, but maybe it's the next one. But, yes, it's just fun. Like, I have so much respect for Johnny and so much respect for this UCF team. And you know, they're going to play, you know, hopefully they're going to continue playing, because it's a great group that really, really fights and really, really can dominate the game in a lot of ways. So it's unbelievable environment here. Like, it just is everything about it. It's beautiful, guys.
All right, we heard you get numerical with the Taylor Swift references.
Oh, yeah. How about, guys, did we tell the story? Have we told the story?
So we heard, in fact, we were clued into your press. We had your press conference live. So we heard the January 13th, game one, UCF, February 13th, game two, UCF, March 13th, game three, UCF, for a team that was picked, BYU, to finish 13th in the preseason. And we should note that Richie Saunders and Dallin Hall both scored 13
two
tonight.
Two diehard Taylor Swift fans. Actually, I don't know if that's true. They'd probably kill me for saying that. But I'm just saying, man, love the magic, baby. Let's go.
And isn't that, well, that's 23rd win. I was thinking it was 22nd win, 22. I'm trying.
22.
I'm trying to beat Taylor Swift.
It is win number 23.
That's all I had. All right, and that was
by the end of the our time here. Let's let's organize a little Taylor Swift trio tribute. Okay, we'll sing it out loud.
She may show up here. She showed up a lot in Kansas City recently.
There we go. There we go.
All right. This this game got down to three, and it was a 4-point game when you guys block a dunk attempt.
Yeah.
It's a 2-point game if they get a dunk there. He makes the block, and it seemed like that was a real key point in the game where you went on the little run kind of on that play.
And you know, I already talked about this in post-game, but, you know, Darius Johnson just made two incredible shots, just two really
threes.
Tough step-back threes, one by kind of on a roll that he was on tonight, and it was actually terrific defense from our guys. You know, we didn't have him on the scout as a force inside three because he's so dangerous downhill also. But then Foose just raises up and says, hey, I'm going to protect this rim. You guys, Foose was like, UCF, you're not the only guys that can protect the rim. I can do it a little bit too. And I thought Foose, you know, Foose lost the ball twice. He had an offensive rebound where it got tipped away, and then he had a little post catch where it got tipped away. And after that, he was a man-child with possession of the ball. He was unbelievable, making incredibly difficult catches. He had a free throw rebound down here. You know how sometimes you see guys raise up and then they just keep going up? A really important free throw defensive rebound that was a bad bounce for us that normally ends up in the other team's hands. And clearly that play was critical for us. And then the ensuing plays, what I was so proud of was our guys just had the courage to keep attacking. And the way we're built, and actually the way most teams function best, is as long as they're on attack against pressure, you get great things. Like Richie making those two transition threes, those threes are huge. You think about the momentum of the game, you think about ball security. Most people are trying to say, hey, let's hold back and like milk the clock. That, you know, we believe here at BYU that usually that gets you in trouble, but it still takes a ton of courage to step up and be like, yep, I got this. And Richie did that beautiful. And then Richie ends up with the Strother late down the stretch, kind of put it to bed. And we had so many guys step up with toughness and courage tonight. It was really fun. I'm really proud of the guys.
Coach, this is your third time to play the Knights, and both games were very different and kind of weird. That Marriott Center game was kind of weird. The numbers were all over the place. What adjustments do you make, if any, when you play a team for the third time?
Yeah, so we spent a lot of time, and we actually didn't get into it that much, but our Air Force 5 was good, and our high cuts were really good. They switch our flows. I know this is getting semi-technical, but they switch everything away from the ball a ton, and so it caused us a little bit of mayhem at our place. And so our guys were really good with the high cut. You know, Trevin got a wide open one. They just made an incredible play at the rim to block it. But that kind of freed us up a little bit. I thought Foose and Ali, with only a couple exceptions, were really great with their ball security at the top of the lane. And just this idea of our guys staying on attack, I thought under duress, our guys stayed on attack maybe as well as we have all season. And that's that bodes well for us if we can kind of bottle that up and keep going with that.
And the duress is real against this UCF team.
Listen, you think about progress and growth. You think about this team, this game, the way this game went, as physical and athletic and bad as they were, and for us to be a 10 turnover team in this game, I can't tell you how proud that makes me of our guys owning that from last year to this year. And just that's an incredible number for us. That's a game-winning number for us that I'm really proud of.
And BYU was 18 assists to those 10 turnovers. Ali Khalifa, 5-0.
Yep. And, guys, I kid you not, we've watched Ali work magic all year long. That little pocket pass on the other side, never seen that. Even from Ali, I'm like, what is happening? And how about my guy? And I was like, this is really special to me, guys. Like, you know, I love faithful devotion. And how about my guy walking on the court today? You know, he's fasting day three right now. You know, so right now he comes down.
And we're talking about Ramadan, right?
Yeah, he's for Ramadan. And so right now him and I are spending the meals together just kind of on the other side of the room talking, which is so delightful because he's got so many stories. But you just talk about his devotion, and he played great tonight and was beautiful. And he did it in a really challenging way. And I couldn't be more proud of him, man. And I love the examples that our guys set of just faithful devotion.
Is he daylight hour fasting? Can he refuel at night? Or
yeah,
how does it work?
So he's he's doing 5 o'clock breakfast. We have breakfast delivered to him at 5 o'clock, and then he's eating again at 8, mm-hmm. give or take a few minutes. There's specific times. And so it just is, he's one of 16 examples of guys on my team that have unbelievable faith and devotion, and it's awesome to see. I thought it was great tonight.
A team high plus 25 for Ali Khalifa today in this win over UCF. BYU advances to play Texas Tech tomorrow. The highest KenPom offensive rating number today, I went to Trevin Nell.
Yeah.
At 155, let's shout Trevin out. He hit a couple big threes early to help your big start, and played a pretty solid game.
I thought Trevin was great defensively. I actually thought it was great. Trev's kind of looking at me like, hey, man, why wasn't that in the rotation? And then again, like, I got to save your legs for tomorrow, baby. Let's go. But I thought Trev was sensational. His gap help was elite. He actually played gap help beautifully. He kept two in front of him, was great gap help. And in fact, he caught a couple spin moves away from him where they just barely kind of split it and won a 50-50 ball. But I thought Trev was great on both sides of the ball tonight.
We'll take a break. We'll get a short segment on the other side with Coach Pope before we let him roll and get ready for tomorrow. Final score 87-73, BYU over UCF. Second game underway here at T-Mobile Center. TCU 16, Oklahoma 9 early. We're taking a break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, last couple of minutes with Coach Mark Pope. Greg and Mark with Coach Mark Pope, courtside T-Mobile Center, BYU 87, UCF 73 final. Coach, you took on a team that was top 10 in defensive efficiency, yeah. KenPom defensive efficiency nationally coming, and you were 1.299 today.
Yeah, it's a real tribute to our guys. You think about, it's mind-boggling what our players have done in the last two games against UCF, being at 90 points, I think, and what are we, 70-some-odd tonight?
87.
87 tonight. And it just is, it's a testament to their aggressive reaction to pressure. And that is not the way that we all, it's not a common way to coach. It's definitely not a common way to play. Like we talked about, it takes enormous courage to stay aggressive against pressure. And I thought our guys were brilliant tonight doing it. And listen, this 87, this is against a great defensive team, And so, it just is, like I said, it comes down to this kind of confidence and courage. I thought our guys demonstrated well tonight, and hopefully we'll continue to do that as we go through the tournament.
We'll let Mark Durant get a final word in, but the 12 threes against Oklahoma State were the most eight allowed all year, and the 14 threes against UCF today, the most eight allowed all year.
Yeah, it's nice. It's been a while since we came out making shots in the first few possessions. That sure was a nice way to steady the ship tonight. It doesn't get us sideways. We're so locked in on wedging and hitting the offensive glass early in games that we have a backup plan, but when they do go in early, it sure is nice.
I was just going to say, absence makes the heart grow fonder, Coach, and the absence of Dallin Hall in the first half made me more fond of him. It just goes to show you what a difference he makes. He's so strong, able to get downhill, does so many things for you, and he made a difference in that second half.
Yeah, Dallin is he's carrying such a load for us, man. Like, he just is he's really important, and Jax gave us some quality minutes, the Trey gave us some quality minutes, but we just function better with him on the floor. There's no two ways about that. And I thought, it's really hard to do what he did. He only got to play 7 minutes in the first half, sat for the entire last 10 minutes, and then to come back in the second half and like he hadn't skipped a beat under this much pressure. I thought he was spectacular, and he sure is fun to coach, man. He's one of the many guys on this team that made me look like a way smarter coach than I actually am.
Well, Coach, we'll let you go and let you and the guys get rested and ready for tomorrow against Texas Tech. Another early tip. Here we go.
Play another day. Play another day. Best three words in the English language, boys. Let's go.
Survive in advance. Thank you, Coach. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll come back and wrap it up here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. right back courtside here in Kansas City, T-Mobile Center, site of the Big 12 Championship. Second round action today, BYU over UCF, final score 87-73. Let's get you our Ryan valuation, valuable stat of the game. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes, when your business needs a valuation, work with Ryan Valuation, formerly Economics Partners. Email valuations at ryan.com. Mark Durant, we're going to go back to your pregame. Keys to the game. One of them was be fewer than 12 turnovers. BYU today, 10 giveaways against a very high-pressure and tenacious and I don't know how you... Did they lead the league in blocks and in steal and third in steals? Their pressure's relentless. They do it from different places. BYU did well to turn it over only 10 times.
Yeah, really nice job. That first half, only 4 turnovers. And then when UCF was just throwing everything at BYU, they still did a pretty good job taking care of the ball.
Now, you wanted to double up UCF in three-pointers. That was your second key. Now, that didn't happen, but there's an asterisk there because even though BYU did not double up UCF, we're still going to count it because no one made more threes against UCF than BYU's 14 today. It was 9 for the Knights. 6, by the way, from Darius Johnson, who was just crazy. 9 for the Knights, 14 for BYU. But if you can set a high water mark for threes against this team, that's more than sufficient.
I didn't factor in Darius Johnson.
They would have doubled them up except for him.
To be honest, I'm surprised both teams hit as many as they did. But I'll take what BYU did.
So those are the keys to the game and pregame, and they turn out to be our Ryan valuation, valuable stats of the game in this one. All right, that is going to do it for today's coverage. It's been a 4-hour and 15-minute adventure from pregame through the end of postgame here, and we'll do it all again tomorrow. Yeah, we're back on the air at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow on KSL, on the BYU Radio app, and our network affiliates. And so until then, let's thank the crew back at BYU Radio, our control board operator, James Finlayson, with help from Terry South, our coordinating producer, Jason Shepard, our studio host, Barry Squires, our engineer, Clark Jackman, and Sean O'Neill in operations. And with thanks to BYU Basketball Communications Director Tyson Jex for his assistance. And with appreciation, as always, for Mark Pope pregame and postgame. That just leaves the guys on the headset.
I've said all I want to say today. Let's go get some barbecue, Greg.
All right. For Mark Durant, my name is Greg Grubel, saying in the meantime and in between time, we will say so long until tomorrow against Texas Tech. It'll be BYU and Texas Tech, 9:30 pregame, 10:30 tip on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good day and so long from Kansas City.
You've been listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Coverage of today's game has been brought to you by All Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garth, We Hear You, and by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. BYU Basketball is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Shane Reese, Vice President Keith Vorkink, Athletic Director Tom Holmo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships, Casey Stauffer. BYU Basketball is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.